According to the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, there were 765 prescriptions filled through Doyle's website in March, but only 285 in April. Society Representative Thomas Ingalls said that's a 60% drop. He adds users aren't saving as much money on drugs as they first thought. According to the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, there were 765 prescriptions filled through Doyle's website in March, but only 285 in April. Society Representative Thomas Ingalls said that's a 60% drop. He adds users aren't saving as much money on drugs as they first thought. Ingalls says he thinks many people don't trust the site, which had problems at its inception. The Canadian pharmacies sent some drugs that had not been approved in the U.S., while others needed refrigeration.
When the governor launched this program in February, he had a great deal of fanfare in the Capitol and said that people in Wisconsin should feel safe to use these particular pharmacies. I don't think people should feel safe using these things. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered that these pharmacies in Canada are not answering for the citizens here in Wisconsin. They're not answering for the governor's office. And we don't know if the systems have been worked out yet.
Ingalls adds he thinks people are uncomfortable straying from their neighborhood pharmacies. But Helen Marks Dix of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups disagrees. She says the senior citizens she serves appreciate Doyle's website.
The days of the corner drugstore has gone the way of many old nostalgic things. But our experience here in the office is that people have not become any less interested in getting drugs from Canada.
A spokesperson for Governor Doyle says Ingalls' proof of a decline in website usage is flawed. He says the March tally of ordered prescriptions accounts for March and half of February. He adds this sets a 6-week total against only a month-long count. And while the numbers of filled prescriptions has still gone down, the governor's office says this is due to a natural fluctuation in business. Officials expect traffic will pick up when customers from February and March need a refill. Emily Winter, Wisconsin Public Radio.